Well, as you heard, it's the Julia Show, no Lori today. And one of our favorite Lori fill-ins is somebody we like to serenade with this little ditty.
It's Brittany.
Which? That is the most accurate laugh of mine I've ever heard. It's spot on. You got to turn your mic on, Julia.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot to do.
You guys, you let me back in the building. I've betrayed you. I've been on other shows. Oh.
That's
and
right.
Believe me,
I know.
Had to have conferences about it. Is she welcome back? What are we going to do with her?
They didn't like me there. They sent me back. They said, please go back with Julia.
Please. So I was telling, I don't know if I told you this, Rocco. So Brittany is one of my new favorite 30-year-olds. And so we played tennis. Now you've played twice with my girls.
Yeah.
The women that I play with.
It's very intimidating, Rocco. Have you ever walked into,
gosh,
to a Gucci club.
No,
and I will roll up and I'm like, okay, be cool, be normal, like say your name normal, don't be spastic.
Am I wearing the right skirt?
She does.
Always.
Okay, good.
She does.
I have many.
Fashion is her game.
And so I'm like, I'll be normal. Like, I know these are like put together career women, you know? And they are. They're all fly as all heck. But they like me, Rocco. Like, they like, it's wild. Like, I have a girl gang. Hashtag tennis girl gang.
Mm-hmm.
Woodbury mom gang.
It isn't the Woodbury moms at all. I'm like the furthest. Everyone, Eden Prairie, Minneapolis, Lakeville, Burnsville.
We're everywhere, so don't mess with us, is what she's trying to say.
But it was really, so
do they listen to Julia on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
So they are they familiar with you then?
A little bit, but they ask a lot. Like, and I am always really intimidated to say how I know anybody, so I'm always like, I don't know. I've just showed up. I'm just intimidated by a group of awesome women that are like, now I'm getting more comfortable.
Right.
And like, you know, I'm kind of crap talking as we play.
Right. She beat my butt. And let's just cut to the bottom line. Let's cut to the chase.
Let's cut to the chase here.
It drove me insane.
Rocco, I'm a human backboard.
Well,
that's all I am.
You're super tall. I assume you're athletic because you have a military background.
But that's all I am. I don't have good shots.
She's a human backboard.
I'm just all
that. Whatever
I
hit, wherever I hit, she could get it.
But here's the thing. Julia has this amazing talent. She's very good at hitting, but what she's really good at is yelling while the point is still being played.
Yeah.
At one point, the point had not finished, and she goes, "You should be winning. You're younger than me." While the ball is still in action.
I never do that. At one point, I just couldn't stand anymore. We had one point, Rocco, that we went side to side to side to side to side to side.
Us dying.
We both hovered over on the floor, and I'm and laughing now at this point because it's like,
we're so
when will it ever
competitive.
End?
No.
We're so competitive. I know.
I was like, bit my tongue bleeding because I was like, I'm not going to lose this point to her. She screams at me while we're playing all the time.
That's her strategy during trivia, too.
True that. True that.
I really don't ever do that because it's so rude, but I couldn't help myself.
It was so funny. And it was like, I've never tried harder at something in my life.
Oh, my God.
And she keeps texting me now, like, I will win. I will take you down.
I mean, we'll see. I played with a little 23-year-old this morning. And I'm like, yeah, you should get that. You've got 23-year-old legs. I've got 50-something-year-old legs.
I have never in my life played somebody who said, you should be winning, okay? You should be winning. And I was like...
It's a way to kind of...
I got myself, my head. I was like, I should?
It's a way to feel better about yourself when you're losing against someone that hasn't played nearly as much as you. I'm like, yeah, you should be winning.
You should be winning.
It's reverse psychology.
It was... hilarious. I went home and my husband goes, how'd you play? I was like, well, I should have won, I guess.
But then my friend who played her before me beat her butt.
Yeah, true that.
Which really bugs me.
Humbled us all. It was like a circle of humble.
I know. But anyway, the sports are so fun.
They are.
I just like to hit anything with the paddle.
I
really do.
It's so rare. I feel like that like a group of humans, you guys get together like two or three times a week.
At least.
And that's wild to me.
It's so fun. It was so much fun. It's so fun having you be a part of that group because I love your energy. It's fun.
It's spastic.
Okay, so you guys, you might be too young, but my parents were born in the Depression.
Okay.
But there were signs from their parents through our whole life that the Depression happened. For one of them was my Grandma Julia would always tear sheets of paper, like if it's what are these, 8.5 by 11, 14s, or what are these?
Yeah, just like a normal printer paper.
8.5 by 11, probably.
Yeah, this would always be torn into 3 or 4 sheets with a rubber band put around it because you could never use a full sheet of paper, okay? Ever. Mm. No, it would always have to be torn in strips. My mom, to this day, still, so you've never experienced this.
The only thing I had, my grandpa on my mom's side, Sigh. He would always eat the fat and inform us that's the best part.
Well, that is sometimes the best part of
it. But he'd always say, like, we don't waste anything. And we'd all be like, we're not going to eat. We'd all be like, I'm not eating fat. So we'd take it off our plate and go, it's the best part. And I'd go, okay, Grandpa. Like,
okay, Gramps.
Have fun.
Because you got to eat all the parts. Mine. Yeah. So my mom, it's always been papers, paper clips, rubber binders, pencils. But it's just this supply thing. So the other day I'm over at my mom's and I'm helping her out. And I don't know, other people, if you've had depression, you know, growing up with depression, because there's little idiosyncrasies, your parents, and I'm obviously older than both of you by 20 years or something. And so there's different things that still are there. So I'm at my mom's and I'm helping her. She's getting triple billed by something. And so we're trying to figure it out. And I'm just laughing hysterically because she did all this work for me. And my mom is the cutest human being in the world. And she's just so delightful and delicious. And we just sit and giggle. And so I'm like, Mom, give me a sheet of paper because I have, my brother is a tax accountant. And, you know, tax season last year was screwed up.
Yeah.
Like, and went 17 months longer. And same thing with this year. So I try to bring him food like every 2 weeks, bring some stuff to him.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to write a note because what I made was supposed to be chili, but I'm not quite sure it would taste like that. So I wanted to write him a note. And so she gives me a piece of paper and I'm like, do you have a full sheet of paper?
You can waste the whole one on me.
So she gives me a 3/4 sheet of paper.
Whoa.
And I'm laughing so hard and I'm like, John, dear John, I'm writing to you from Mom's depression area, leftover 3/4 of a sheet of paper. You will probably be getting a note from her later today on the other 1/4 of sheet of paper telling you she loves you. But boy, what if we would have used the whole sheet? What would have happened?
What world would we be in?
I know.
That's so funny.
And then I'm
funny.
Like, this is supposed to be chili, but really it's just whatever I had in my cabinet, but I wanted to get you something before the weekend.
I would write more, but I'm coming to an end, a very rigid end. Love your sister. More to come from the front line. Oh, that's funny.
I mean, but sometimes I just
laugh. It's so quirky.
I'm showing my mom and she's just laughing. She goes, I know. And they're all still split up, you know, and now she doesn't just do, you know, 3/3. It's like you get, I don't know.
You get just random.
It just makes me laugh because this is a whole thing I grew up with.
I dated a guy. And I made fun of him for it, but it was actually pretty smart. He went ahead and he sawed his paper towels in half because he thought one sheet was just often too big.
Well, now they make them with the perf in the middle because you're right. He was right about that.
I agree because now I buy mine like that. And I made fun of him like, that's ridiculous. And now I'm like, I love the little, like, I never need the full
one.
They
have a perf.
They have the perf. He was ahead of his time. I thought he was just cheap.
He's got the perf. All right, when we come back, let's talk Mother's Day. Let's talk about, were there any epic Mother Day fails that you've had or anything that you think is just was the best thing ever? You know, it'd be nice to hear from some of you on this lovely Friday afternoon.
We're not begging, but we're also kind of begging.
Not really. 651-641-1071. This is Lori and Julia, and we'll be right back. It's the countdown for everybody out there who's a lovely mother, who is a grandmother, who is a great auntie, who is a fabulous sister.
Yeah.
It's the celebration of the ladies this Sunday, and we just want to hear funny stories, great wins, great fails, and Mother's Day gifts. And we've got people calling us, 651-641-1071. Brittany's sitting in for Lori. Rocco's here. Let's talk to Andrea. Andrea, hey, you're on MyTalk 107.1.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
So I have a fail.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I actually went to high school with Rocco. I'm a couple years older, so this was a very, very, very long time ago.
Okay.
But my dad was going fishing opener, and we had just lost our family cat, and my mom was so excited that dang cat had died. So my dad was like, oh, I know, we're going to get your mom. Come jump in the car and let's go to the local pet shop. So we were all excited because we thought we were getting another cat. But my dad had other things in mind, and we got my mom a ferret.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
that is a crazy jump from cat to ferret.
Yeah. So he was all excited, and we were like, yeah, this is great. And we got that ferret home, and I don't think my mom talked to my dad for probably a week.
Right.
It ruined a couch. It ruined the carpet. So one day my dad was at work and my mom said, kids, let's go. We're going to go to the zoo. And we're like, yay. And in the back of the car was the ferret that we lovingly named Nikki. And my mom got out of the car and told us to stay in it. And then she said, I'm done. And we laughed and we're like, don't we get to go to the zoo? And she said, no. And poor Nikki was at the zoo.
Okay, that is hysterical. So she just left him.
She just left. She just said, yep, there, yep. And my dad got home and said, where's Nikki? And my mom just said, gone.
Oh, my God.
That is, like, mean.
But it's wild. Okay, first blame goes to the dad for
100%.
Sure. To think that you can replace a cat with a ferret is wild.
But my mom ended up winning in the end because we got a new couch. We got new carpet.
Oh, yeah, girl.
She ended up winning in the end. So it ended up being kind of a fail and a whatever.
Okay, that's a good story. Are you a mom?
I am. I have three boys.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you. Is there anything special you're going to do this Sunday?
I don't know yet. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I did go shopping at Evereve, and I did get a gift card to one of your on-air doctors. So we'll see what I end up
with.
Oh, I'm excited. All right.
And go Royals. All
right. Yeah, totally, right? Except now we're a cake eater, so.
Yeah. Oh, she lives in Edina. All
I'm so scared that your family overheard this, and they're going to give you a ferret as, like, a remember when moment.
I have told them this story many times, so they know better.
Okay. They know better.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, same to you, Andrea. Oh, that's a cute story. All right, so Tori, you're on MyTalk 107.1. How are you today? Tori?
What was the name?
It's you, honey.
It's you.
Tori, sorry.
That's okay. Hi, cutie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. It sounds like you're driving around in your car.
I am. Is it hard to hear me?
Not at all. I love it that people are driving in cars.
So, mine's not a fail.
Okay.
It ended up being great, but everyone gets a kick out of this story. So, when me and my brother were like 5 and 8 years old, my dad let us get my mom a pet rat for Mother's Day.
Oh.
Which sounds like something that she wouldn't like. She loved it at first, but she ended up falling in love with this rat, and then we got more rats, and then when they passed away, we had more rats. Like, my whole childhood, we had pet rats because my dad let us get her one for Mother's Day.
Oh, my word. And, like, are rats something that you would take out of the cage and pet?
Yes, they're actually so sweet. She would let the rat sit up on her shoulder, and he would just, like, sit there and eat, like, little pieces of popcorn if she fed it to him.
Okay.
Super cute.
That is adorable. I at first was going to just talk crap about it, but do I want a rat now? That sounds adorable.
They're so sweet.
We have a real rodent theme going on.
I have never heard so much about the rodents. I think that's so funny. Let's get mom a rat. I would have screamed.
What did your mom name it?
His name was Sparky.
Of course he was albino. Of course he was Sparky.
Yep.
Okay, that's just something. Oh, Tori, are you a mom?
I am. I have a 10-year-old son.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. And my mom's actually listening right now. So happy Mother's Day, Mom.
What's your name?
Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth. Happy Mother's Day.
Woo, Mary Beth.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for calling in, Tori. The rodent thing is going on. Now let's chat with Joanna. Joanna, you're on MyTalk 107.1. How are you? Joanna.
Hi. Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I have kind of a fail.
Okay.
Kind of a fail. I'm the third of 5 kids, and we would ask my mother what she wanted for Mother's Day every year, and she said, and she would always say, oh, I don't want anything. I just want you guys to behave and be good kids. And so we literally did not, all 5 of us, none of us gave her anything for Mother's Day.
I'm so scared.
You know, we were nice and we were good kids, and we were in our teens, so it's not like we didn't have money.
Right.
So we didn't give her anything, and my dad gets home that night and he was just, you know, my mother was very quiet. My dad gets home that night and he was just beside himself. He was just so mad at us. And he, you know, he called us out into the garage and he just said, how could you do this to your mother? Blah, 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 blah. And we said, she didn't want anything. And he said, she didn't mean that. She didn't mean that. So we never forgot it again. And, We ended up going out and buying her things. We ended up buying her like candy and running to Woolworths and stuff like that and buying her candy. And my father gave me money. He goes, go and buy your mother some pajamas and something nice.
Oh.
And he wanted me, and so, but he wanted me to buy her something really sexy. Something, you know, like really baby doll pajamas. And so that's what I did. And so but we never forgot it. And every year they've since passed on, both my parents, but we still think about it.
Oh, that is sweet. Now, are you a mom?
I am not. But you talking about this just brought it all back to me, and I just, you know, mothers never mean it when they say they don't want anything, even a hand paperweight or something.
Or a rat. We've learned.
You know what's interesting when you say that, Joanna? We never mean it when we say that in general.
Yeah, that's
it doesn't
true.
Matter if yes. it's Mother's Day, your birthday, yeah. Christmas, yes. Valentine's Day. Oh, don't worry about it. I don't want anything.
Right.
She
was just crushed by
it. I can't even imagine, but I love that your dad's like, you get out there and do something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
I feel like it was a little self-serving when he was like, and make it scandalous.
I know it. Let's get something sexy. It's cute. All right, Laura, you're on MyTalk 107.1. Happy Friday.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. How are you today?
Perfect. I'm great. How are you guys?
So great.
So great.
Okay, tell us a Mother's Day thing.
Yeah, so I've got kind of a sweet Mother's Day hit and miss. So
okay.
Last year on Mother's Day, I was pregnant with my first baby.
Oh, congratulations.
And she took me 2 days over my due date, but I went into labor on Mother's Day, which was pretty sweet, though I did miss out on the Mother's Day gift because I didn't give birth to her until the next day.
So that's, you know what, that's okay, though, because the Mother's Day date changes every year.
Well, I think that people should have stepped up for you, especially that baby. I think that baby should have known and maybe, like, post-dated it. How dare they?
Laura, that's a cute story, though, but congratulations, your first baby, so it's her first,
so
like,
excited.
First Mother's Day.
Yes, it's this year, that. So they better step that. Up for last year. I'm just speaking for her.
You're speaking for the baby.
Yeah, the baby.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back. We are going to talk some spring and summer gardening. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. That was so fun hearing from everybody about Mother's Day fun things, funnier things. And we had a rodent theme. That was hysterical.
That is wild to me. Out of all things, my mom, if I handed her a rat, he would throat punch me.
No, it's so funny.
It's
I love it
so
that they
funny.
Did it and the moms loved it. All right, so we're switching gears completely and we're going to go to the dirt. We're going
to
talk with Larry Farr is with us. Larry Farr, Get Growing with Larry Farr, or his Instagram account is Get Growing Minnesota, MN. Larry, what is happening on your farm with a P?
Hey, thank you for that introduction. I thought you were going to say we're going to go from one rat to another.
I would never say about you. Well, you're our favorite rat then.
Oh, well, hey, you know, as rats go, I'm your favorite. I'm honored. So, hey, well, let's see, at the farm right now. Well, first of all, this is the year of the vegetable garden for me. I am redoing this entire garden. I'm converting it from traditional gardening where you till it every single year
to a no-till
garden. So I am converting it so that I will no longer be tilling it, which involves moving lots of compost and creating 4-foot-long beds with 4 to 6 inches of compost with either newspaper or cardboard underneath and planting directly in that compost. So far, I've moved 55 yards of compost,
wow.
And I think I have about 30 more yards to go.
Wow. That sounds like a job.
It's been a good workout all of going into May.
I believe you. And why did you want to switch from the tilling? Is the tilling just too much work every year?
It's a lot of work. And actually, tilling every year is not, there's a lot of research that shows it's not the best thing for soil. It disrupts microbes and bacteria. There's lots of things going on in the soil that we don't really see or know about. So hopefully it's going to lead to more productivity with a lot less work. It's a lot of work now, but hopefully in years forward it will be less work. And it's also really trendy right now, so I had to try it.
Okay.
On
well,
a big scale.
Well, of course, because you're the experts. Okay, so tell us right now, you know, last night it was still a little cold, but I did buy some pots and I didn't cover them and they seem to be fine today. Can we start planting outside?
I'm going to tell you to wait another week. You know what? There's frost in the forecast again tonight. Now, of course, like last time we talked, we can eat the cabbage, the cauliflower, broccoli, all those things can take cool weather. I'm really going to tell you to wait on your tomatoes and peppers, putting them in your garden. Now, if you're doing container gardens
right.
and they're right up by your house, that's a little bit warmer, a little bit more protected. You probably can get away with doing them. Plus, raised containers tend to warm up. The soil warms up quicker than ground beds.
Okay. Gosh, it's still going to be frost tonight?
Yeah, there's frost in the forecast again. But I'm going to tell you, you know, this, when I was growing up, we never planted any of those tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers until Memorial Day. And over the years, we tend to trying to push it earlier and earlier, which is good, but doesn't lead to more productivity. But the big benefit of this cool weather right now is that the tulips, the daffodils, the crab apples are doing so well, and they're blooming for days and days on end.
Okay, so there's the win. We're seeing more beautiful things in bloom.
That's the silver lining. We're enjoying spring flowers longer.
I love, all right, so there we go. Mine haven't even come up, some of them. Okay, I have to tell you an epic fail I made. I went to buy mulch, and I didn't read what I was buying, and I bought rubber, like, playground tire. I can't use that, can I?
I have strong feelings about that, and no, you should not be dumping a petroleum-based product in your yard.
Can you even believe I didn't even look at it.
Yes, I can't believe that happened.
I could see how it could happen, but everybody, don't use rubber mulch in your yard, please. It's a petroleum product.
Right, it's so
break down.
All right, thank you for telling me that. I just wanted everyone to know that I had a blonde moment.
I'd like to sugarcoat it for you, but no.
No, then don't. It was a blonde move. Okay, so how do we make our container gardens look better this year?
Well, I'll quickly cover the basics of container gardens. There's really three things you have to do. Your containers have to have a drainage hole. They have to hold a volume of soil. I've been saying volume of soil for years. This year I finally realized I need to define that.
Please.
To like the equivalent of, say, a 5-gallon bucket of soil. Everything else dries out so slowly or dries out too quickly if you use less soil. So think 5-gallon bucket or more. And then you want to choose plants for your conditions. Do you have sun? Do you have shade, or do you have something in between? Then pick a variety of plants. The thing you want to keep in mind is, and that's really the three things you have to stick to. The other thing that a lot of people recommend or you can do is the thrillers, the fillers, and the spillers. The thrillers are those plants that add height. They add drama to your containers. Think of them as a beehive hairdo. They command attention.
Yep.
Everyone will notice. And then your fillers are the plants that go in the middle of your container, like geraniums would. And,
right.
And then your spillers, those are what hang over the edge of the containers and trail down and soften the whole look. Like Vinca Vine, Springer-Eye does that. There's lots of thrillers, fillers, and spillers. But that's what creates a good look. But if you really want to, if you have a look that's working for you, but you're tired of that look, the easiest thing to do is change out the colors of your plants. So let's say you were using purple sun patients or purple New Guinea patients.
Okay.
If you just take and swap that out with a white one and swap out some others with this in the same variety of plant, just change the color, you'll be guaranteed success. So the easiest way to change out your look is to change the color. If you're simply going to go with the same color, but change out the plants, most people won't notice. So changing color is the best way to change out your look.
Okay, you have said, I love your Thriller Filler and Spiller. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Larry Farr. You can follow him on Facebook at Get Growing with Larry Farr. He also is on Channel 5 here on Thursdays at 5 o'clock and 6:30. And Larry, one of the things that you just said that I think was really important is I always buy, is it Mandevilles or what is that?
Mandevilla.
Mandevilla, and they're high growing and they're beautiful and they're viney and they just keep growing and growing and blooming and blooming. But my container is not 5 gallons. So I am on those things like a crap on mud or whatever. I was going to say something really bad, but I didn't even know how to change it, really.
It should be 5 gallons or more. The bigger your container, the more water it holds, the more nutrients it holds. The less watering you have to do. So overall, a bigger container does so much better. And the same with hanging baskets. Go with 10-inch or 12-inch hanging baskets, and you'll have a lot more success.
Okay, so here's another question for you, because that is such a big one, because I'll go to the cabin for the weekend and be gone for 2 or 3 days, and I come home, and they're just dead.
So, again, you're not enough soil, but the other thing, look for potting soil that has like a water holding additive to it. If you can't find that, buy soil moist, which are like little dry granules. When they get wet, they swell up almost like a tapioca pudding. They hold water. When the soil dries out, they release the water back to the soil.
Okay.
So water holding granules also make a huge difference. And also using larger amounts of soil.
Okay, I'm so all over this. Now, I had one more really great question for you, and it came and went. Voila.
Oh, no.
Voila. Brittany or Rocco, do you guys have any gardening questions or anything that you've wanted to always know about gardening? I mean, I think the big one you're on, too, because when you buy these things at, you know, Fratelloni's, Ace Hardware, and Garden Centers, you want it, so they don't come in the 5 gallon, they'll come in 3 gallon or something like that. So you so transplant it, and then do you use potting soil mix?
You always use potting soil. Don't dig up soil from your yard. If you dig up soil from your yard, it's basically going to turn into a brick over time. And when you water it, the water will just run down the edges and right out the container. So you always want to use a good potting soil. It is recommended that you change the potting soil every year, but you don't have to do that. Dump the potting soil out, add some compost or new potting soil, mix it all up, and you can put it back in the container.
Okay, because that's a big one. I figured out what I wanted to ask you. Okay, so if I have like a perennial garden that comes up every year, and you know the paper stuff underneath that's supposed to keep the weeds down is ripping, and I need more dirt in there. Do I use potting soil or do I use black dirt?
You would use black dirt in that. And then I always recommend covering with wood chips or some type of mulch. And now is the time, if you have perennials that you want to move, like hostas or perennial grasses or phlox or even daylilies, now is the time to do that as well.
Okay.
That's the other thing that's helping with the cooler weather is those plants are coming up a lot slower, so we have more time to get them moved.
Got it. That's exactly it. And so as far as the rubber tire mixture, things won't grow in it. I just can't believe how dumb I was on that one. That was just scary.
You know, it sounds like there's going to be a state fair this year, and I think I'm already going to have a T-shirt made for your show that says, just say no to rubber tire mulch.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it. Thanks, Larry. And you can follow Larry on Instagram, Get Growing MN, and you always have good stuff to say. Thank you for your energy and your good tips for us today. And have a great weekend. And when we come back, it's New Music Friday, and Rocco's going to lead the way. It's a rock and roll Friday.
Ooh.
Who do we got here, Rocco?
This is a new song off the album Van Weezer by Weezer. It's kind of a love letter to 80s metal and Eddie Van Halen, I guess.
This sounds like Pinkerton-esque, which I love.
You know, I was thinking it was more reminiscent of their Slicker stuff. I always thought Pinkerton is kind of...
Is Pinkerton my name? I feel like I'm listening to foreign languages. That name
it's
album?
One of their first albums, and he kind of... I feel like they hid his voice a lot later with a lot of different music, and you can hear his kind of alternative-esque voice. Because he's not the greatest singer voice, but Weezer's always been one of my favorites.
Is it?
Yeah. Weezer is one of the bands that I've always said, like, well, I've saw them when they're at the bottom and I saw them when they're at the top. I saw them at the 400 bar, like in 1993 or something.
He's so much fun to have at the 400 bar.
Right.
Oh, my word.
My wife and I had our first date at the 400
bar. Did you? Oh, my gosh.
And then I've seen Weezer, like, perform in front of, like, 30,000 people. So it's like, wow. You know, I've seen...
You've seen the growth.
Do you like this song, you guys?
Yeah, I like it. I think I would want to listen to more of their stuff. I dated a boy just because he was...
She dated Weezer.
No, because he was in a Weezer cover band called Meezer. And okay, only dated him so I could go to the concerts that they would have. And I loved the idea of dating him. It was, I was a groupie for a cover band.
Okay, this makes me laugh so hard. And it was Meezer.
It was Meezer.
So good. That wasn't around here, was it?
Yes, it was around here. Of course it was around here. Okay. That's literally the only reason
that's
I was
hysterical,
just...
hysterical, Brittany.
Oh, yeah. I date the lead singer. And like, was he great? No, but I loved the idea of it.
Did he look like Rivers with like nerdy glasses and stuff?
No. Okay,
that's so funny, you two.
That's so pathetic.
No, it isn't at all.
Like, I should have aimed higher.
No, gosh.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess the album's only like 30 minutes long, and it's all, I listened to it today when I was driving around, and, you know, it's pretty good. It's got some hooks. It's got some, you know, Weezer's pretty hit or miss, but they've lasted a long time, so good on them.
All right, I like the name.
The song I think I liked the most today of the new music I listened to is a new song by Pink.
Yes.
It's kind of, I don't know if you guys have listened to it, it's called All I Know So Far, and it's kind of like she's talking to her daughter, sort of explaining life and giving her life lessons. So I'll play a little bit of that. It's called All I Know.
I like her.
Oh, that's pretty good. Is this the same album that Cover Me in Sunshine is on?
I would guess so, because that one had her daughter singing on it, right?
Yes, and it's like, I hate how much I like that Cover Me in Sunshine song. It like is so cute, and yeah. I like bump it in my car, and I should be embarrassed, because it's like, Cover Me in Sunshine, but I love it.
Yeah, and this is perfect for like Mother's Day weekend, right? Because, like I said, it's kind of a...
Tell me the name of it again,
it's
Rocco.
It's called All I Know So Far.
And this is Pink.
Yeah.
The video is supposed to be pretty amazing. I tried to watch it, but I don't want to do that because my computer will probably make noise and do stuff. But she, you know, has... Lori and I have seen her probably 3 times at least. I mean, girl can sing.
Yeah.
Girl can perform.
Like, yeah, exactly.
She can do her acrobats. She's amazing. You know, the first time I saw her was it was on Fremont Street, which is the downtown area of Las Vegas. And that was the night I was getting the restraining order against me from Carson Daly and his team.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And everyone said, oh my gosh, you got to go out, you know, and listen, you know, Pink is playing. And this is before she was anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is Pink?
Yeah.
And I went down there and I saw her and I saw her, this gal, because she was beltier. She was more punky, you know, at the beginning and stuff. And I thought,
was it free down on Fremont Street?
Oh, yeah.
It was open.
I'm talking
Fremont.
I'm talking 2000.
But yeah. Fremont, everything's free. Like, that's what love
and
Fremont
Binion's
Street.
Everything is naughty and bad. I mean, everything. It was so much fun to go there and just stay out all night. It was so fun. But she is, she's amazing. And she's talked about her experience with COVID because her and her son got it very early on. She said she thought she was going to die. She changed her will. I don't know what she changed in it, but, I like her story. I like how her husband and her have gone through hard times and got back together and figured it out.
Yeah. Very relatable.
Yeah. I feel like she's a neat lady.
I would say if I was going to bring up one qualm with Pink.
Oh, have it.
Bring is
it.
That she's always claimed to be punk, but her music has always been pop. Even when she was punky, it fine. Was still pop. Oh. I'll just say that she always acted like she had an edge and it's very, and I like it. I like pop. I just wanted her to not throw shade at pop when that's like,
oh,
her main,
wow.
That's just
well,
what
maybe
I just
she meant
said.
I dress punk, but I sing pop.
Maybe.
All right. All right. What else do we have, Rocco?
You know, I've had ups and downs with Coldplay over my
life.
I
love them. But yes.
I don't know if this song is doing much for me. Let's give it a listen. I heard the video's interesting for this one, too. But this one's called Higher Power.
Like, I'm at one of the, like, I slept over at a friend's house and they made me go to their church in the morning.
I was just going
to
say.
And I was like, just kind of nodding my head and acting into it, but I'm really tired from the night before. That's how I feel right now.
Okay. I got to tell you something. You're I like how you just take that music down. I wish you could be a music critic in a way, because this is what it feels like. This song reminds me of when you went to a slumber party, they take you to their church and you have to listen to it and you're tired. I mean, who's
well, isn't that spot on? And you're like, you're hungry, but they make you eat after. And you're like, I don't understand. I have free range in my house. I'm very confused.
That host is not going to fill me up. Okay, yeah. So here's the thing with Coldplay. They are going to be on American Idol this weekend.
Okay.
Which is a big deal. So I think it's an interesting thing. Well, I hate both of you.
I didn't say anything. Rocco did.
Let me move back to it. I feel like in a way it's a sellout from Coldplay.
Yeah, it is.
Last week they did Disney.
What is going on with
but
them?
But it's ABC. They always do that. Cool. But Katy Perry, you know, dressed like Tinkerbell, mm-hmm. Tinkerbell's sister.
They must be getting cash money. And in a world where cash money's not coming.
And that's right. They haven't been touring. They haven't been doing anything. So
they're human too.
And I can hear Yellow, and I can hear you know,
and
the one that Lori hates.
Yeah, Paradise.
If you watch the music video for Paradise, you'll like it.
I love his. I like their music.
Paradise.
I do like it, and Fix You, I just love.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
So this, I don't know. I'm not a big country fan, but Miranda Lambert. And these two songwriters, Jack Ingram and John Randall, have something, kind of this lo-fi acoustic thing. It almost sounds like a demo, and it's called the Marfa Tapes. And this is another one that kind of struck me today as I was driving around. It's called I Don't Like It.
I want him to put his hands on me.
But you can almost hear like the fire crackling and some horses, tied up in the background. And
I want him to leave me in the morning. That's how I feel.
As opposed to Diana Ross, she touched you in the morning.
Yeah. Okay, I want him to be gone, and I want to my pillow to smell all musty and weird, and I love
campfire.
It.
All right, tell me the name of that song again.
That is I Don't Like It off the Marfa Tapes.
I
like it. All right. Miss Jackson has spoken out. We'll find out what she has to say when we come back. Thanks for hanging out.